Consultation on reservoir ends after attack on firm. And there's an artist impression of the new reservoir, which has been sent to the paper by Thames Water. A consultation on plans for a massive new reservoir near Abingdon has come to a close with MPs launching a scathing attack on Thames Water. Liberal Democrat MPs from across Oxfordshire have criticised the utility company, questioning its ability to manage the reservoir as project as it moves forward. A consultation exercise to ask residents their views, which started in October, concluded on Tuesday. The 150 billion litre reservoir would be southwest of the town and would secure water supply for 15 million people, including Thames Water, Affinity Water, and Southern Water customers. The company has welcomed 1,261 people across 7 in-person and 2 online events and has received almost 900 consultation responses. Feedback gathered will inform the company's development consent order application, which it will submit to the government later this year. Liberal Democrat MPs, including Leila Moran, MP for Oxford West and Abingdon, have condemned the water company's performance, claiming it should be taken into public ownership. Ms. Moran claimed the company had no future and is urging the government to release its delayed plans to reform the sector and bring in a new regulator. She has highlighted how unfair it is that customers in her constituency are being asked to pay 3% more for their water bills in 2025-26, despite systemic service failures. The MP also criticised the failure to invest with Thames Water, admitting that 19 billion of its infrastructure is in poor or failed condition. Didcot and Wantage MP Ollie Glover highlighted the estimated cost of reconstructing the reservoir, and that has risen from 2.2 billion up to 7.5 billion. The reservoir would provide up to 271 megalitres of water per day during drought, and the equivalent to around 3 million baths. Campaign group GARD, Group Against Reservoir Development, continues to oppose the reservoir plans. A spokesman said, "We are being asked to accept an overly expensive and destructive scheme that has not been proven to work or to be the best value solution." What the Preston government often overlook, and what Thames Water tries to bury, is that there are other options, faster, more dependable, less destructive, and far less disruptive. If this were a normal-sized reservoir, many people would roll up their sleeves and help, but it isn't. It's larger than all the planned new reservoirs combined, and South Oxfordshire is being asked to carry that burden without the evidence that such a sacrifice demands. A Thames Water spokesman said, "The reservoir is of national importance in securing future water supplies for the South East. We're committed to making the reservoir a reality and will deliver the project using the same tried and trusting funding model used for the 4.5 billion Thames Tideway Tunnel."